Discovery is a go for tomorrow afternoon. An AS-350 is down in Antarctica with four souls lost. And AirTran flight attendants file for mediation. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, November 2, 2010. Following a meeting yesterday morning, NASA's Space Shuttle Program Mission Management Team voted unanimously to proceed toward Discovery's targeted liftoff at 3:52 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. The launch was originally scheduled for Monday, but a leak in a critical system had to be repaired. As of our deadline, the weather forecast was calling for a 70% chance of acceptable conditions at launch time. Those odds fall to 40% on Thursday. The launch window extends until Sunday. Discovery is headed to the International Space Station for an 11-day mission to deliver the permanent multipurpose module and its host of supplies and equipment. This will be Discovery's last mission. An AS-350 helicopter with a French research crew of four has gone down in Antarctica. AFP News reports no survivors. The accident reportedly occurred during blizzard conditions last week in the eastern part of the continent. The AS-350 was attached to the French research vessel Astrolab and was said to be flying at about 30 feet above ground and 20 knots when the accident occurred. Weather in the region prevented the wreckage from being found for nearly a day after the emergency beacon on the aircraft was activated. Those on board have not been identified, but they're said to have been a pilot, a mechanic, and two others working at the French Antarctic Research Base. AirTran flight attendants, represented by the Association of Flight Attendants CWA, has filed for mediation after negotiations with the company broke down. Under the National Mediation Board's guidelines, either the union or management can request mediation if they believe they've reached an impasse. Southwest Airlines recently announced its intention to acquire AirTran, but the union says that does not negate the carrier's obligation to negotiate with its flight attendants in good faith. The union complains that after it provided management with a requested abbreviated list of flight attendants' greatest concerns in order to expedite negotiations, the company ignored the work, duty, and rest issues and counter-proposed language from the existing contract, augmented by minimal pay increases. Allison Head, AFA-CWA AirTran president, warns, quote, "The flight attendant's contribution to the success of this airline cannot be ignored," unquote. Up next on ANN, the Alliance for Aviation Across America continues to grow. Lockheed's new penetrating radar is tested on a Predator B. And Aeronautical Accessories gets an STC for its upgrade package for the Bell 429. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for November 2nd. I'm Paul Plack. The Alliance for Aviation Across America announced last week it has reached 5,500 members. The organization was launched in early 2007 with just over 100 individual and organization members, including the Air Care Alliance, AOPA, the National Association of State Aviation Officials, NBAA, the National Grange, and the League of Rural Voters. The organization brought together many groups which are not directly involved in general aviation, but which depend on it, at a time when the user fee battle was still making headlines. Alliance Executive Director Selena Shalad commented, quote, "General aviation is a literal lifeline to many communities. We look forward to continuing to work with businesses, organizations, and individuals around the country to advance our mission of raising awareness and protecting these smaller airports and this critical form of transportation," unquote. A U.S. Army Predator B MQ-9 has been flown for the first time using TRACER. That's Lockheed Martin's acronym for Tactical Reconnaissance and Counter-Concealment-Enabled Radar. The flight marks the first time a penetrating radar has flown on a fixed-wing unmanned aerial system. TRACER is bad news for the bad guys. It's a dual-band synthetic aperture radar that detects vehicles, buildings, and other man-made objects that are buried, camouflaged, or concealed under foliage, and it does it in real time. Tracer's technology provides high-resolution images to ground units in all weather, day or night conditions. It's already successfully completed about 100 test flights on manned platforms. In the Predator test, the system rode in an unpressurized external pod. Lockheed VP Jim Quinn says tests to date show Tracer is clearly deployment ready. Quote, "When deployed, this hunting sensor can use the penetrating radar capability to provide ground commanders with intelligence not available from a traditional optical sensor," unquote. The FAA has granted an STC to Aeronautical Accessories, a Bell helicopter affiliate, for its Bell 429 accessory package. Approvals are in process for other countries, including Japan. Designed and produced with protection, convenience, and easy cleaning in mind, the package includes a crew floor protector kit, passenger floor protector assembly, automatic door openers, and a fuel filler area protector kit. The components are also available individually. The 429 was certified in mid-2009 as a single-pilot IFR Category A helicopter under the latest requirements of Part 27 by Canadian, U.S., and European authorities. Bell says it is designed and built to more stringent airworthiness standards than any other light twin-engine helicopter. Still ahead, Sky Tractor Supply will support two GE engine families. Dart Helicopter Services gains a larger international presence. And the Mars Spirit rover faces yet another moment of truth. You're listening to Aeronews.
Freedom through performance. At Sirius, performance is not simply the measurement of a single design parameter. Rather, it's a total package. It's optimum balance of speed, efficiency, comfort, safety, ease of flight, and quality. We call it Sirius Flying 2.0. Aren't you ready to feel the freedom?
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Pipermatch.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, November 2nd. I'm Paul Plack. Sky Tractor Supply Company of Hillsboro, North Dakota, has signed an agreement with GE Aviation to become an authorized service center for the M601 and H80 turboprop engines. As part of the agreement, Sky Tractor will offer comprehensive line maintenance, removals, and reinstallations of engines and line replaceable units and engine spares for both engine families. GE Aviation will provide Sky Tractor with comprehensive material support and training. GE has more than 1,600 M601 engines in service, and they've accumulated more than 17 million flight hours on 30 applications. The H80 engine is undergoing certification testing and will power business and general aviation, utility, and agricultural aircraft. DHS, Dart Helicopter Services, says it has completed an exclusive agreement with Hawker Pacific to establish a stronger DHS presence in the Middle East, Asia, Australia, and New Zealand. Hawker Pacific operates facilities in several Asian and Australian locations, Auckland, New Zealand, and Dubai, United Arab Emirates. The company offers aviation services including sales, charter, MRO, and aircraft support, spare parts, logistics, and training for both fixed-wing and rotary-wing aircraft. With this agreement, DHS will have the capability to offer its complete inventory of helicopter components to operators in Hawker Pacific's markets, supplementing its operations in North and South America, Europe, Japan, China, and Singapore. The agreement is effective immediately, and DHS already is expanding its production and distribution to address the new markets. And finally today, NASA's Mars rovers are continuing to prove useful to researchers years after their three-month scheduled prime missions were completed way back in 2004. Opportunity has been making progress toward a crater, which is its next point of study, and has about 5 miles to go. Spirit isn't doing as well, and is going through the severe test of a Martian winter. Spirit is stuck in loose soil with two of its wheels having failed, which did not allow orienting the rover's solar panels for best efficiency during the winter. As a result, the system has gone into hibernation mode, shutting down even radios and survival heaters. And mission managers aren't sure the craft can recover when the Martian spring arrives next month. If Spirit does awaken from its coldest temperatures ever, and its robotic arm still works, researchers say the tracks of its stuck wheels contain clues to the history of water on the surface of Mars, and useful research may yet be done. That's the latest from AeroNews. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano's comments on GA security from Oshkosh. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.